Welcome to Arlington Stadium in Arlington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Texas Rangers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Pryor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Milt May. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Steve Trout. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bump Wills. Batting second. The third baseman, Buddy Bell. Batting third. The center fielder, Al Oliver. Batting fourth. The DH, John Ellis. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Billy Sample. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Sundberg. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nelson Norman. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Danny Darwin. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sample. Garr reaches second base with a double. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliver who is chasing the ball. Horta reaches third base with a triple. Garr scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Rangers nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lemon. Wills reaches second base with a double. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wills moves to third. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout juggles the ball. That's an error on Trout. Bell moves to second. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wills scores. Bell moves to third. Oliver moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Rangers, 1. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bell scores. Oliver scores. Ellis moves to second. It's 3-1. Rangers. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample strikes out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ellis moves to third. Zisk moves to second. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is walked intentionally. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. May settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon strikes out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor strikes out. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Rangers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wills takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to second. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 4-1, Rangers. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen now playing center field. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sample. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Garr hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Rangers. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soderholm scoops it up and throws to first, with Darwin covering, for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington strikes out. Two outs. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0-for-1 in the game. Sample hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-1 in the game. Soderholm strikes out. Two outs. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0-for-1 in the game. Bannister hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon strikes out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pryor moves to second. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a pop-up towards short. Norman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Nelson Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 0 for 1 in the game. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Ratchsick now pitching. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards short. Norman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Horta moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-4, White Sox. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 0 for 2 in the game. Bannister hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sample. Bannister reaches second base with a double. Doyle Alexander now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Rangers 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen strikes out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zisk takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sample is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sample is 0-for-2 in the game. Sample hits a pop-up towards short. Pryor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Rangers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. May bunts towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Morrison hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander fires over to first and Soderholm drops the ball. That's an error on Soderholm. Morrison moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garr hits a line drive towards short. Norman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jorgensen. Horta reaches second base with a double. Morrison scores. It's 7-4, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Rangers 4. The Rangers will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sundberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks pinch hits for Nelson Norman. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pryor fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blanks moves to third. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Blanks scores. Wills moves to second. It's 7-5, White Sox. Dave Roberts pinch hits for Mike Jorgensen. Dave Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Rangers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Larval Blanks now playing shortstop. Dave Roberts now playing center field. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to second. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-3 in the game. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 8-5, White Sox. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Sundberg and he is out, Blanks applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into right field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Randy Scarbury now pitching. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Billy Sample. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Oscar Gamble pinch hits for Eric Soderholm. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Rangers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing center field. Oscar Gamble now playing right field. Dave Roberts now playing first base. Richie Zisk now playing left. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-5, White Sox. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a fly ball into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Garr hits a line drive into right field. Gamble settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Orta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Roberts scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Orta for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Don Kessinger now playing shortstop. Greg Pryor now playing second base. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sundberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bannister. Sundberg reaches second base with a double. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bump Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wills for the out. Sundberg moves to third. Two outs. Buddy Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Rangers 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Grubb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bannister hits a fly ball towards left. Zisk settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Zisk. Bannister moves to second. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Alexander fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Rangers 5. The Rangers will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Mike Squires now playing first base. Pat Putnam pinch hits for Dave Roberts. Pat Putnam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Putnam hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Scarberry covering, for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zisk hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0-for-1 in the game. Grubb takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-1 in the game. Gamble hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ellis scores. Grubb moves to second. It's 9-6, White Sox. Ed Farmer now pitching. Jim Sundberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sundberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Sundberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grubb moves to third. Gamble moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-2 in the game. Blanks strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Texas Rangers, 6. Goodbye from Arlington Stadium in Arlington.